Bob Janes arrived in Juneau in 1965 with the U.S. Forest Service. Used to moving with the agency, he thought it would be another short stint. At the time, Douglas Ski Bowl, also known as Third Cabin, had a rope tow and snowcat to get Juneau skiers to the top. Janes had been working in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California and was soon assigned to help come up with another location for a ski area.
The regional forester put me to work. Said go out with Craig Lind and find a new ski area. That's what we tried to do.
Lind was also with the Forest Service. He had transferred to Juneau to work on the ski area project.
He was pretty enthusiastic when I first came to Juneau and met him, and we chatted about skiing.
The two foresters and avid skiers hooked up to find a place with better access than Third Cabin and had lots of input from Juneau skiers. They finally settled on the Fish Creek area.
From the top of the Third Cabin area, you could look down into the Fish Creek drainage, and that's what got people interested.
The land was taken out of federal ownership, and in 1975, Eagle Crest opened with ptarmigan lift. It is owned by the city and borough of Juneau. By the 2010 season, Eagle Crest had grown to four lifts. Black Bear was installed on the east side with the help of gifts from Eagle Crest users. Bob Jane sponsored Tower 21.
Supporting Eagle Crest's past and future. It's nice looking, I think. I kind of am proud of that sign. And there are many other nice signs and people that have contributed, so shows the community spirit.
Two Eagle Crest logos are on that sign, the first and the most current. The sign reflects Jane's early reconnaissance work and subsequent years as a skier and ski patrol volunteer. At age 88, he was still working in the Eagle Crest First Aid Room. Janes grew up in California, and his family writes that he could have been a beach bum. But after earning a degree at the University of California, Berkeley, he joined the Forest Service and eventually started working in snow. In the 1950s, he trained in avalanche control with some of the best, including Monty Atwater, who was considered the father of avalanche science in the United States. When Tom Matisse was hired as Juneau's emergency program manager a few years ago, Janes was on the board of the Southeast Alaska Avalanche Center.
You know, he was one of the first avalanche mitigation specialists in the nation.
Janes brought that expertise to Juneau, and in the 1980s worked to create a statewide avalanche forecasting system, which ended when the state dropped out. He advocated for Juneau's avalanche advisory program.
He wanted to make sure that the public had the information they needed to make educated decisions.
In this tape from the KTOO archives, we found Bob Janes, the Lions Club member, selling tickets at the 55th gold medal basketball tournament.
What do you see for the future of gold medals?
Well, after 55 years, I think it's going to go on forever, don't you?
Janes missed gold medal this year, which was the 68th annual competition that brings Southeast communities together on the basketball court in Juneau. It's a major fundraiser for the Lions Club, an international service organization.
That's our motto, we serve, and that's where our resources come from. Somebody that wants to join the club and do something for somebody else.
When Ted Burke joined the Lions Club in 1987, Janes became a mentor. Burke says the education in all things Lionism never stopped, even when Janes moved into the Pioneers' home. Burke says Bob Janes was always clued in to the needs of the community.
It was Lion Bob that started us in a quest to make sure that whatever we were able to do for our communities, youth came first.
In 1980, Janes was elected as district governor for Alaska Lions Clubs. That same year, he founded the Lions Club Adaptive Ski Program, which continues today at Eagle Crest under Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Janes brought Joe Tompkins into the program, who went on to compete in four Winter Paralympic Games with Lions Club support. Burke and Matisse and just about everyone you talk to about Bob Janes call him a gentleman. The definition in this case, a man whose conduct conforms to a high standard. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.